From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Tree of Life won the grand prize at this month's Cannes Film Festival. The movie, directed by Terrence Malick, is epic and intimate at the same time. The Tree of Life is, as the title suggests, concerned with weighty issues. When it screened at Cannes, it earned both cheers and boos. Today, the movie begins its American rollout, and our critic Bob Mondello guesses it will continue to divide audiences.
There's not a frame of the Tree of Life, not one, that I wouldn't love to have hanging on a wall in my home, and there are relatively few frames of the Tree of Life that I'm sure I entirely understand. The film is gorgeous and abstract, leaping around in time and space, structured in movements, more like a symphony than a conventional narrative.
There are two ways through life. The way of nature and the way of grace.
Jessica Chastain, stating the film's theme.
You have to choose which one you'll follow.
Nature or grace, the choice she puts to her three young sons in the 1950s, a time when she is so filled with grace, so crazily idealized by the filmmaker, that at one point he has a butterfly alight on her outstretched hand. Her husband, played by Brad Pitt, with jutting jaw and buzz-cut hair, is attuned not to grace, but to a natural world that can be both nurturing and volcanic. One of their three boys will die at 19, an event so shattering that to make sense of it, director Terrence Malick looks to the very origins of the universe. With help from special effects master Douglas Trumbull, the director conjures galaxies and nebulae on screen. Planets form, lava erupts, life begins. Cells, plants, invertebrates, then dinosaurs. Seriously, dinosaurs, including one that exhibits something that almost looks like compassion. I remember reading a James Michener novel once and marveling at its stately narrative pace, so unhurried that on page 87, mountain ranges were still forming. This passage in The Tree of Life is like that. It's as if to understand the death of a young man, we need to understand everything that led to his creation, starting with creation itself. Then we're plunged back into an Eden before the fall, envisioned as a 50s suburbia that's reportedly not unlike the one the filmmaker grew up in. Graceful mom, stern dad, three young boys all still happy as they play kick the can and break windows and run carefree after a spray truck through white clouds of DDT. Jack, the eldest of the boys, does all these things ever wary of his father, who's been disappointed by life and hardened, and wants his sons hardened too.
Nice. That's a good right. Let's see your left. It's the most important thing, okay? You come in this way, you come in this way, you keep the guard up. Hit me. Come on, hit me. Come on. Come on, Jack. Hit me.
Terrence Malick is a notoriously painstaking filmmaker. In 34 years, he's made just 5 singular films, bringing us the austere Killing Spree in Badlands, the ravishing Wheatfields in Days of Heaven, 2 other strange, exquisite treks through history, and now this grand, loopy, spiritual epic. The filmmaker's ambitions in The Tree of Life are enormous. He's made a movie for philosophers, allegorical, not remotely linear, offering the barest intimations of plot. The Tree of Life is astonishing in some spots, almost incoherent in others, and if it doesn't frustrate you at least some of the time, particularly at the very end, you're not paying attention. But there is the throb of poetry in every frame, and when was the last time you could say that at the multiplex? I'm Bob Mondello.